Hi, folks. Charlie Cochran live in the KSRO studio with you every Monday from 12 to 12:30. I come in here with my partner, Rachel Erickson, and we talk about some aspect of the law. As the intro said, you're free to give us a call down here at the studio at 636-1350, 707-636-1350, and we'll be happy to answer your legal question live on the air. And if you don't want to be on the air with us, we can answer your question. You just call it in and we'll give you the answer. And if we can't give you the answer, we'll give you the name of an attorney that can give you the answer, or we'll go look it up and talk about it next week. Now, Rachel, we thought we'd talk about today, we would talk about wrongful death. And wrongful death is a civil action created by statute here in California. And it has nothing to do with criminal actions. It has to do with civil actions, where somebody dies in a motor vehicle accident or somebody dies following the negligence of somebody else.
Keep in mind that it can be both.
It can be both. As a matter of fact, let's remember O.J. Simpson. O.J. Simpson.
Probably one of the most famous ones ever.
Yeah. O.J. Simpson was tried for the murders of his wife and her boyfriend, and the bottom line is he was acquitted in the criminal court, but when it came to a civil trial, they returned a verdict of something on the order of $35 million. So as Rachel said, it can be both criminal and civil.
Most of the time, the way we see it, though, is it's a civil action. A lot of times, somebody very unfortunately dies as a result of a car accident, or somebody did something wrong and you die. Sometimes that's medical malpractice. It can happen in a bunch of different ways. And when it gets to the civil realm, which is just, you know, you and me and everybody else walking around in the world and things happen, then you might have a civil action. And it's worth actually contacting an attorney if you think that somebody you know has passed away and it was the fault of another. And we're finding we're finding that there's a lot of really interesting new stuff on the horizon in this area that we aren't really necessarily taking, but we can absolutely help you with. Things like people getting cancer from Roundup, cancer from the talcum powder from Johnson & Johnson. I mean, these lawsuits are mounting up and mounting up and mounting up. And it's really interesting to watch from a legal perspective because they're new and a bunch of attorneys are jumping all over it. But it hasn't been necessarily proven that that is the fault of another yet.
Mesothelioma caused by asbestos.
Oh, that's been going on for
forever, and it's still with us. And here's the thing: you're going to see a lot of commercials on the television about, you know, mesothelioma and asbestos. And the best thing you can do in that situation, if you're affected by that, or if you've had a relative affected by that, is give us a call, because we have already researched the attorneys that are best at that. You don't want to get an out-of-state attorney from Texas.
You don't want an out-of-state attorney if you can help it in any realm. So if you're dealing with, you know, losses from the fires, you don't want out-of-state people. You want people who are here in the state that know our state laws, that are already admitted to practice here, because you're going to run into a lot of different, you know, problems if you go with an out-of-state attorney. The other thing I have to say about those advertisements that you see on TV, I'm sorry, I do have to chuckle. Some of them are just downright ludicrous, and some of them are, they try so hard to be so sincere. And the fact of the matter is when you see one of those advertisements on television, I would say probably 99% of the time, if not 100% of the time, you will never talk to a lawyer. You will get, or not that lawyer anyway. You might talk to an associate, but a lot of the times you will not be talking to a lawyer. You'll be talking to their assistants. And that makes a difference.
Us as a resource. Give us a call, and we'll direct you in the right place at 544-9006. Call us down at the office.
So we're talking about wrongful death. So if somebody you know has passed away and it's somebody else's fault, what do? You go and you talk to a lawyer. Well, how long do you have? Generally, you're going to have up to 2 years from the passing away of your loved one to bring either settle your claim or bring a lawsuit. If there's a minor involved, generally it's going to be 2 years after that minor's 18th birthday. If it's a medical malpractice case, that's totally different. And don't mess with that and go to see an attorney immediately. Sooner is better than later. Generally, it's going to be a year, but there are a lot of little fudgy things around the time limit on when you can bring a medical malpractice case for somebody else passing away. So if that ever happens, heaven forbid that that should ever happen to you, but if you know somebody you know ends up dying from a medical malpractice claim, then go see an attorney immediately. If you want to see us, that's great. You can see whoever you need to see. But the statute of limitations is not to be messed with in this realm or any other. Once you blow it, you've blown it and you're done. The best you can do is, well, if you have an attorney and they've blown it, go after the attorney. Otherwise, you're just kind of out of luck.
You can use us as a resource, though, on all of these by calling the office at 544-9006 and ask to speak with Rachel or me about it.
Yeah, and usually we'll answer your questions whenever we can. So in a wrongful death action, we've talked a little bit about the statute of limitations, when you can bring a claim. I think a big, huge, issue is who can bring a claim. Who has the ability to bring that claim? Because it's not just any, you know, I can't bring a claim because my neighbor died, right?
Yeah. No, and, you know, that's even complicated. So if you have questions about it, let's back up. What is a wrongful death? It's where the death is caused by somebody else's negligence. It's that simple. We've had many wrongful death actions over the years, and it usually, as Rachel said, grows out of an automobile accident. Rachel had a case several years ago now where the lady was coming back from a family reunion, and she was in the back seat of a car, and another lady drifted over the double yellow line and banged into the car, and the poor lady that was sitting in the back seat died. And she was elderly, and the claims adjuster was telling Rachel the death of a 70-plus-year-old woman cannot be worth that much. And Rachel proved that it was worth that much.
And I still get, like, my every sense in my head of anger, frustration, and rage comes through at that adjustment. That woman's life couldn't possibly be worth $500,000. And I'm like, excuse me. What, you think the woman has one foot in the grave because she's 74? I don't think so. She was a very dynamic lady. And I talk about that one, but we have had a lot of wrongful death cases over the years, and every single one of them is painful. They're painful to walk through with your clients because you have to relive what happened in a lawsuit. And it's a very difficult area of the law to practice in, and every attorney thinks they can do it, but not everyone does it well, and very few do it with a sense of compassion that needs to be brought to that kind of a claim. So hopefully you never find yourself in this situation. We do find ourselves having to deal with these kind of cases often, and they, you know, it's cases that you see in the newspaper a lot of the time. You know, somebody dies, you know, we're going to be there dealing with this situation. So the best thing to do is to call an attorney, or call two or three. Find somebody that you like, that you can work with, somebody that's not just going to, you know, shove you along in a mill, but somebody who's actually going to talk to you and help you through this awful situation. It's really difficult when it's children, and I've been in this situation myself with my brother's wife passing away in a car accident, and her children were 6 years old and 4 years old at the time. So having been involved in that situation and taking the family through that, I do understand what it takes to get from point A, which is, oh my God, this tragic loss, the family, everything that you have to, in that case, young children, all the way through how can you resolve that legally so that the kids have a little bit of a fund to draw from when it comes time for, say, college or a car when they reach 18. Or in some of the cases we've had to set up a structure where you get a really decent settlement and you structure it out so that the kid doesn't end up with, you know, $500,000 at age 18 so that they can blow it on a car that they wreck in 2 weeks. But, you know, a little bit here and a little bit there, and you structure it, and we have some very just incredible structure people that we work with that can, you know, create an annuity or and it amplifies the value of the case immeasurably.
Well, let's back up. Who can bring a wrongful death action? That's done under the probate code, and it's pretty much done in the line of succession under the probate code. By succession, I mean intestate succession, if somebody dies without a will. Certainly the surviving spouse can bring a wrongful death action. The children can bring an action. The children bring their action through a guardian ad litem, which means guardian for the purpose of the lawsuit. Anybody that was dependent upon the decedent, if the decedent had parents living in the house that they were supporting, the decedent was supporting, or even a mentally incapacitated person that the decedent was supporting, that person can be a plaintiff in the civil action.
And if the person dies with no spouse and no children, parents can step in, as can siblings. And there will be, sometimes there will be a representative of the estate, which I've done a few times where there isn't really somebody that's going to take over the estate. So you file a petition and get one appointed.
We're talking today about wrongful death and the wrongful death statute and the line of succession and who can bring an action. After the break, we'll talk about the damages in a wrongful death action. I'm Charlie Cochran with Rachel Erickson, and this is Monday's edition of Ask the Expert.
Nothing is more important to us on Earth than the sun. It warms our seas, stirs our atmosphere, and provides energy to growing plants. It can also fade fabric, dry out furniture, and send diners scurrying for less blinding locations. At Hartley Window Coverings, we can help you manage the sun's rays by offering simple to sophisticated window coverings for homes and businesses. Hartley Window Coverings offers manual and motorized coverings, a variety of unique styles for all shapes and sizes of windows and outdoor spaces. You can expect prompt, attentive service from our team, from consulting of materials to installation. Visit HartleyWindowCoverings.com to see the many distinctive options we have to offer. When you're ready, we'll be happy to offer a timely, accurate quote. Hartley Window Coverings, providing excellence in business for over 20 years.
Everybody wants free legal advice. Free legal advice. I don't know how many times I've been to a party or a soccer game or a basketball game, and somebody comes up to me and says, "So you're an attorney?" And I say, "Yeah." "Well, I have a question." You know what? I give out some free legal advice, but I do it every Monday from noon to 12:30 on KSRO at 636-1350. That's 636-1350. You can call me, Charlie Cochran, or my partner, Rachel Erickson, and get free legal advice.
You can find the best deals in Sonoma County only on mysonomadeals.com. Enjoy dining, family fun, health and beauty, and more for just half the price. The deals are always changing in a limited quantity, so make sure to check often so you don't miss out on these amazing deals. Savings and fun, all wrapped into one, only at mysonomadeals.com. That's mySonomaDeals.com. Paradise Pet Resorts welcomes your furry family members to go to paradise for the day. Try doggy daycare. It helps your dog socialize, learn dog etiquette, and get exercise. There's all-day supervised pup play, indoor and outdoor yards, and webcams so you can check on them from anywhere. Nobody loves your pets like you do, but nobody cares for your pets like they do at Paradise Pet Resorts. It's paradise. Paradise
Pet Resorts. It's Ask the Expert with attorneys Charlie Cochran and Rachel Erickson on News Talk 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO. Ask your legal questions by calling the show at 707-636-1350.
Hi, folks. Charlie Cochran here live in the KSRO studio with you every Monday from noon to 12:30. I come in here with my partner, Rachel Erickson, and we talk about some aspect of the law. Today, we're talking about wrongful death, the wrongful death statute, who can bring an action for wrongful death. And now we're going to cover damages.
Could I take just a minute before we do that and address, I did have a telephone call at the office that asked for advice. And this is the sort of call that would ordinarily appear on the radio show. So I thought addressing it today would be a good time. A lady called and said, and it was a little unclear because I got the message from an assistant because I was in a meeting when the call came in, saying that either she or a friend of hers had been in an elevator in San Diego at a facility, and they had been out and had a good time, and she was dancing in the elevator, and the elevator broke. And okay, so they called the repair people, and everything happened. They repaired it, and then her friend got... or she, I think it was a friend though, got a bill in the mail for the broken elevator for fixing it. And the question was, can they do that? Which is the question we always get. Can they do that?
I love can they do that questions.
And, well, they did.
They so, did already.
So since they did, the question has to be how to fix it.
Should they have done that?
And how do we fix it now that it's done? And really, I look at myself as a fixer. That's what we do is you come with a problem and we try and find a way to fix it to everybody's satisfaction if possible, or at least to our satisfaction, meaning clients and mine. I don't care that much if the other person's happy sometimes. Sometimes it's important. But with this kind of a question, can they? What do you think, Charlie? Can they do that?
No, they cannot send them a bill because they didn't break the elevator. But I've had many...
Well, let's say she did break the elevator. Can they do that anyway? No, it's the elevator is to be repaired and in a functioning manner.
Yeah.
And if somebody just being in there breaks it, that's not on the person who's in the elevator.
Well, yeah. And the thing is that it's, you know, now we get to what is her damages, though. I mean, okay, she was stuck in the elevator when it didn't work.
No, she got a bill for $3,500. That's her damages. She got a bill.
Uh-huh. Well, she should tell them to pound sand.
Well, that's, yes, but, you know, what if she gets sent to collections? You know, I mean, really, how do you fix this problem is probably you write them a letter that says, hey, this is on you, not me. I didn't break the elevator. It broke all by itself.
Well, I can tell you one thing. If you have homeowner's insurance, you should probably call the homeowner's insurance because they'll have to defend you. They have a duty to defend you. Now, whether they pay any money on that bill is another thing.
Well, and I would certainly hope not.
Yeah. But anyway, I brought up, as a segue, I brought up the concept of damages because we were talking about wrongful death damages. And bottom line is wrongful death damages are really hard to evaluate because in just the regular wrongful death case, the judge is going to give you a jury instruction that says the plaintiff is to be compensated for non-economic damages for the loss of love, care, and hardship, and then they're supposed to be given economic damages. Now, that would be, for example, the lost income of the decedent or the amount of money the decedent was providing to the spouse and the children. So there's two aspects of damages in a wrongful death case. The first is non-economic damages, and the second is economic damages. So that's the bottom line. Now, in medical malpractice cases, your damages for pain and suffering, if you will, have been capped for 40 years under the Medical Insurance Compensation Reform Act, otherwise known as MICRA. The general damages in a wrongful death case have been capped at $250,000. That's the most you can get in a medical malpractice case. And we had a case a couple of years ago, Rachel and I did, where the lady ended up being a quadriplegic. And the most she could get was $250,000. Now, we were also able to get the loss of income she might have had, also the life care of what it was going to cost her to be cared for by, let's say, a full-time nurse.
And to get all the equipment necessary to make her still have a functioning life, which has turned out better than any of us expected. But it just drives me insane that it's still capped. No matter what happens in a medical realm, the most you can get for any sort of grief, any sort of embarrassment, harassment, frustration, anger, the most you can get for any emotional overlay that happens from a medical malpractice case is $250,000. And that these days is a drop in the bucket to going towards compensating you for the loss.
Or if that
maiming.
If that $250,000 would have been indexed at even 3%, you'd be up into the $1.5 million range even today.
Yeah, and that's a little bit more like it should be. But, you know, a lot of people are uncomfortable talking about these kinds of numbers and putting numbers on the grief of, you know, for somebody that they've lost or the pain that they're suffering, the, you know, just the grief. Base grief, the, you know, whatever they've lost and can't get back, and it's really hard to put a number on it.
I would say it's one of the hardest things for a jury to do.
It's one of the hardest things for me to do.
Yeah.
Because I've got to put a number on it too. And the problem with practicing law, like I said earlier, I see myself as somebody who's trying to fix the problem the best way that I can. And sometimes the only way that you can fix it when you come to the law is money. That's it.
Yeah.
You can't put you in a time machine and put you back to where you were 2 years ago. You can't, you know, change the fact that somebody's passed away or that you've suffered some catastrophic injury or even maybe not catastrophic, but an injury that causes you pain every day of your life. And I can't change that. So what we do in our practice, we can help you find the treatment you need. Usually we prefer not to do that. Hopefully you have your own medical treatment, psychological treatment that you're going to get. And we hope that you get better, and we try to provide the finances. And counseling costs do come into it. If it's a wrongful death case or injury case, if you need a bunch of counseling to kind of help you through that, the grieving process.
That's an economic damage.
Economic damage, which doesn't come into, like for medical malpractice, it doesn't come into the cap. It's a separate, like we've always talked about, we've done shows where, radio shows here, where we do a complete show just on damages alone, because that easily can take up a half an hour. And you have two different kinds. You have the economic damages, what we call special damages, where you have a firm number to put on it, and then you have what we call general damages. Most people call it pain and suffering, but it's not just pain and suffering. It's whatever emotions you are suffering through that you shouldn't have to be suffering through, and it's somebody else's fault that you're suffering through.
Now, earlier in the earlier in the show here, you mentioned the concept of a structured settlement, which we do a lot of those. That particularly has to do with minors. And what happens is you don't want to, let's say $100,000 is the amount the minor's going to get. You don't want to have the minor get $100,000 when they're 18 years old, because they don't know what to do with the $100,000. And like Rachel said, they might go out and buy a car. Instead, we structure that kind
of settlement. Or something else.
We structure that settlement with...
Might go to Las Vegas and it's gone in a weekend.
We structure that settlement with the approval of the court. And any minor's settlement has to be a compromise that's approved by the court. We just had a couple of those last week. And that's where the court evaluates if you're doing if you're being fair to the minor or not. So we've been talking about wrongful death today. We talked about who can bring an action. We've talked about the damages, the statute of limitations. If you have questions about this kind of stuff, you can always give Rachel and I a call down at the office or visit our website at kcehslaw.com.
KCEHlawSR. Yeah. Our website is going to be. I rolled my eyes at him. That's why he's laughing, because we're working on a new website, and I'm like, the old one is just such a pain in the neck. But our new one will be up and running pretty soon, and we're hoping for the best.
But anyway, give us a call down at the office at 544-9006. That's 544-9006. I'm Charlie Cochran, and with Rachel Erickson, and this has been Monday's edition of Ask the Expert.
The preceding was a paid presentation.